A word for you from Romans 1 verse 21. Their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Engage in conversation with some members of your local church, and you may be surprised, probably even shocked. So far this year, I've spoken to a number of church-going people who describe themselves as Christians, yet who believe in some strange and unbiblical New Age concepts such as reincarnation and universalism. People who describe themselves as a good person and a dedicated Christian, born again, have in all seriousness told me that everyone will go to heaven because God is all-loving. God will keep refining us through reincarnation until we're all ready for heaven. All religions lead to God, and people are basically good. One man claimed he hadn't sinned for over 30 years. One woman claimed she had prayed and God had guided her to abort her child. What are you to say to such futile thinking? The scripture says their thinking became futile, their foolish hearts were darkened. Looking out over a congregation Sunday morning and assuming that everyone there is in a right relationship with the Lord and diligently following in Christ's steps would be gross presumption. Those of us who are involved in personal one-on-one evangelism and counseling are left to no such illusions. In many ways, the world is evangelizing or subverting the church, and this should not actually surprise us. When you consider that the average Christian spends far more time reading the newspaper than reading the Bible, reading secular magazines rather than Christian magazines, secular books rather than Christian books, it's no wonder that people are being conformed to the world instead of renewed by the washing of the word. In households with television, the average child sees some 30,000 hours of television before leaving school. During the high school years, the average student will listen to over 10,000 hours of music, much of it filled with real nonsense and even occultic and immoral lyrics. The influence of parents and the church in bringing up most children today is declining at an alarming rate. The disintegration of families and absentee parents and a general absence of discipline have created a vacuum. And what has been filling the vacuum? Violent and immoral films and videos, throbbing, pulsating noise, masquerading as music, pornographic magazines and websites. All of this is filling the void in the aimless and meaningless lives of all too many young people. Since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind. What you see influences what you think. What you think influences what you become and what you do. Ideas have consequences. Actions flow from thought patterns. So the question is, what form of education has molded your thought patterns? What entertainment and news media is filling your mind on a daily basis?